develop, like, you can see a lot of the development of different stuff already. Yeah. So.
So is it taking place after?
No, it's taking place before.
Before.
So, like, they, because remember at the end of Breaking Bad, that's when Mike dies, and then also Saul goes into the same protection program as Walt does. So actually, the first scene is him working at a Cinnabon in Omaha.
No way.
Yeah. Like, he goes home, watches his old commercials, and then flashes back to, like, at the beginning, he's like working. He has a tiny office in the back of like some nail salon. And that's and he's not getting, no one's calling him. He's only doing public defender work.
I need to watch it. I liked him as a character. I thought he was good.
Is there any? Do they explain why all of them, even though it takes place in the past, all of them are old? Why?
I don't get how
they do that. Where it's like, this is a prequel. But they use the same actors who are older than the original.
They keep them like they basically all look the same as they did. I mean, I really don't know how many years back they are, but like so, I don't know when it's going to develop into when they run into Pinkman and everything. That'll probably be I have no idea when.
In The Hobbit, Gandalf is 10 years older than he was in the Lord of the Rings. Like. I just don't get how they do that.
Did you see that Ian McKellen, I don't know if it's stage or movie, is going to be a movie, Sherlock Holmes. Ian McKellen's going to play Sherlock
it's
Holmes.
It's supposed to be like Sherlock Holmes is old.
Yep.
And he's solving like a case.
And it's going to be a movie?
It's a movie called Mr. Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. God, they are getting their miles out of that.
They only can do Sherlock Holmes for so much longer and then have to wait 10 years to do it again.
Yeah.
I just need the next season of the BBC show
to
come on.
That's right.
I've been waiting on that one for a while.
Well, I guess they filmed like a special one, and that never came out.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, so it's been a year.
Yep.
A year.
Entire year. We come full circle now.
Full circle.
So we're back here with Paul.
Hello.
Paul. From the River Bandits. He's the first guest we had on The Pulse, and we are back at the scene of the crime at the Barrel House, downtown Davenport. Just had a nice lunch.
Oh, yeah. I'm settling
and
in.
Now we're going to catch up with Paul a little bit and see what we've got in store for our scout night and just what's going on with the bandits. So let's start out with the scout night and talk about some of the cool stuff we've got going on when this gets released, it may be the unveiling of what we've got in store.
Yeah.
It may not. I don't know. But the timing of this big secret, this big part of our scout night is pretty cool. And I'm gonna let Paul go ahead and talk up a little bit about it and how this year is going to be a little different at scout night.
Yeah, for sure. Same format still as before. June 19th this year, so 7 o'clock game that night, fireworks, all that fun stuff. Come on out, bring your tents. Well, we still got to think about a movie.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Lego Movie was great last year.
Lego Movie worked.
Big Hero 6, we can do something. You know what I mean?
I'm taking that one too. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. That's good.
Works
yeah.
for me. We can do
we
that.
We just decided it.
Yeah.
This is how decisions are made. Like, we gotta think of something. Yeah, what movie was big? Yeah, Big Hero 6.
Done.
That's done. Perfect. We made it.
Because I think pretty sure that 2 years ago it was. What movie can we watch? Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, we'll do it.
So coming full circle on that, so all that same fun stuff, but then also this year, every fan will have a chance to bid on the specialty River Bandits Boy Scout jersey. So the players are going to wear these out in the field for the game. They have a cool Boy Scout design, and then after the game, we'll auction some of these off. You're going to be able to bid on these during the game, and then we'll also have a couple that will do live auction that will be fun. The players will autograph them. You get a chance to meet the player of the jersey that you... win a jersey from, so it'll definitely be a lot of fun. This is a fun little thing that we've added to it to
absolutely.
Hopefully give everyone something that they can take home from this night too.
I'm so excited about it because it is totally unique in that I don't know, I've never seen a baseball scout jersey yet, and I've looked and I couldn't find it.
We've seen hockey.
Hockey ones. Yep, we've seen hockey jerseys, but this is the first one that we've seen, and this started a long time ago. Almost a year ago, we started talking about this, and now it's going to be a reality.
I know,
and
it's
we
gonna
cannot
be awesome.
Wait to see the actual jersey and see it on the players as well. It'll be really, really neat. So it will not only it's going to transcend just the scouts being there, them marching around.
Mm-hmm.
The actual players will have a scout themed jersey on, and it'll be the whole thing is scout night.
And so. What's I think what's great is that over a year ago, this was a, because it happened probably before this time last year.
Yeah.
It was a idea that we never thought we'd get past anybody. We didn't know if we'd be able to do it with bandits, let alone with our own bosses and everybody.
Right.
And to actually have art in our hands to be able to announce this is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
this has been a long time coming.
A few volunteers have seen it. They absolutely love the design. They're excited about it. They want to bid on it. So
I was at a Blue and Gold with Sean Brown a couple of weeks ago, and I had it on my phone. I was like, "Hey, check this out." And he was like, "That is cool."
Let's mention who Sean Brown is.
Yeah, Sean Brown is our vice president of sales. Every time you come out to the ballpark, you'll see him around. Spike Terrorizer, living it up. So
living it up. But he's also a parent of a Cub Scout.
Yes.
Yep.
Impact 199.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it was our marketing team were the people that put the jersey actually together.
Yes.
Alex Scheffler and her assistant, Jonathan. So they did a lot of work getting this all put together. I'm taking credit for all of their work at the end here, because I didn't have anything to do except for say, yeah, that's a good idea. Who else looks good?
And we are very difficult to work with.
Yeah. We've proven to be, that's for sure.
We thought we were difficult before this year.
Yeah, so Alex is pretty much a saint.
She is. Absolutely. Yeah. So what else we got going on with the River Bands then? Outside of just the scout night and everything, what's the season shaping up to look like?
It's going
to
be a fun year. We're releasing our promotional schedule by the time this comes out. We'll have it all out, all our different bobbleheads and special nights that we're doing. So a lot of different new giveaways that we're doing this year.
Anything you can mention?
Nothing off the top of my head. You guys are going to have to keep my pocket schedules. Should be going out here soon so you guys can see what all we got.
Cool.
But there are going to be bobbleheads again.
There are going to be bobbleheads. So always make sure that you come out to those. A couple
are there? Are there going to be anybody that's not a baseball player? Like, my favorite bobblehead from last year was Tom Harkin. Apparently, I'm the only person in America.
Paul's entire office is filled with Tom Harkin bobbleheads.
Like, I don't even think Tom Harkin was excited about the Tom Harkin.
Hey, Tom was out. He had a good time, so... It looked like always good to get Tom Harkin out here. We do have a couple little random things thrown in there,
cool.
So just have to keep an eye out for that. We'll get the information out to you soon. But yeah,
sure.
Definitely a lot of fun coming up.
So now last year I went to a game, and I went to a couple games, but there was one game in particular where I went on the Ferris wheel for the first time. And the Ferris wheel broke down in the fifth inning and then was broken down the rest of the game. And we're, like, on it, like, 5 minutes of the game.
You got a great view of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, except when you're kind of terrified on how you're going to get off the Ferris wheel.
But we knew you were going to get down eventually.
Exactly. Like, we're not just going to let you hang up there like in our commercials.
But so afterwards, they brought in the helicopter. And they dropped candy all over the field. And that was almost more frightening than being on the Ferris wheel. Because this helicopter comes down and, like, hovers off the field like a foot or two. And I'm thinking, and they have all these kids out there. And I'm thinking, they're a good helicopter malfunction away from some blended kids. And it was
one little
pretty
swipe
the most,
of the joystick.
Like, most frightening thing I've ever seen. But the kids loved it.
They did. They sure did. It's such a fun, that promotion in general is just a fun promotion, but it is just absolutely crazy how excited these kids get. They see the helicopter flying above, and it's always, you got to try to keep them in line, make sure no one's doing anything crazy. But yeah, no, that's always, it's always a fun one. Now other teams are starting to do it too. We're the first ones to do it.
That's
so
cool.
And definitely other teams have picked up, like, that's a cool idea. We need to do that.
Well, you guys are... You're doing a lot of firsts. I mean, you have done a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, just look around the stadium and you can tell that you guys do a lot of... But you guys come up with a lot of cool promotions, on-field stuff.
Yep.
You guys get special guests to come in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are really pushing the envelope. And that's why you guys have been recognized. Was it 2 years ago? Best ballpark
in
the minor
league? Yep, 2 seasons ago, yeah.
And I'd say you're in contention every year with what you guys are doing. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yep, and the Ferris wheel last year, if you guys haven't had a chance to get out to a game and ride it, do. We're also open on weekends.
Right.
Once the weather is warm, once you can come out on weekends, even when we don't have games, there are certain times where you can do that. But that one from Ballpark Digest, it won the best improvement in a minor league ballpark improvement.
Cool.
So continuing to do different stuff like that.
Now, we were there just a little while ago to have our Pinewood Derby. down at Meyerwood. And I saw sitting out in the parking lot what looked like a gyro...
Yes, that was here for a little bit last
year.
Was it? Yep, it's a gyroscope. Four people can get on it. We call it Space Camp is the name of it. And, does all the twists and turns.
Is it down in, like,
that
the
kids
area?
Yeah, that's where it was. I don't know if we're going to move it to a different spot this year. But, yeah, that's where that's where it was last year, at least.
Wow.
Well, okay, so there's...
And we are also adding bumper cars.
Oh, that's awesome!
Hopefully. Again, decisions over my head.
I'm trying to figure where you guys put that. That's cool, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we purchased a couple, so it should be pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Bumper cars.
Well, another kind of product that came out of us doing this Pulse interview a year ago is now Paul's gotten to know us a little bit, and he's helping us do some fundraising.
Yeah.
Paul is on our FOS team. He helped us out with some prospects, and things are moving along really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're glad to have you on, and we're making some phone calls and contacts and getting some money in, and right now things are looking really well. I mean, we're definitely on pace, a little ahead of pace, and the Friends of Scouting campaign's looking great. So
yeah, it's definitely good to be a part of that. Glad to help you guys out on that end, and hopefully we'll continue to keep on getting the money to roll in so we can keep on doing all the fun stuff that you guys do all year.
There we go.
Well, let's try and think of some of the things that we've gotten from the podcast. So it's been a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are some of the things that in the last year, our first big one, Paul on our district committee.
Yes.
Heather Brinkschroeder's on our district committee.
That's two.
Sarah Kisner's on our district committee.
Three.
We
went to the Youth Fest.
We talked
to Teresa Hammond, who's in charge of Parks and Rec for Davenport.
Yeah.
What else did we get to do here?
We had Scout Sister Spa Night.
Yes. Yep. With Capri.
Yep.
That was something on top of the Exploring Post that we already had with them. Staff.
Yep. One of the biggest things is... we had Ashton on the blacklist, and Ashton gave us pretty much the greatest sound clip we could ever ask
for. It's so great, and I've used it, Andy and I both used it, in presentations that we've given to civic organizations and different businesses and that, we've used that clip, and that clip really hits home.
Yep.
Because we didn't prompt it. It was basically, we asked a question, and he went in a direction that... people really, it strikes a chord with them. Because
I use it in my Friends of Scouting talk.
Yep, it's great. And it's really good. There's a lot of different things that can come out of this podcast. Plus, that's just building relationships and getting to know a lot of people, different people. So, I don't know how intimidating it is.
I wouldn't say it's intimidating.
Because some people, I know, some people look at it and they're like, I don't want to say anything. We're just having a conversation.
Exactly.
That's it. You know, it's nothing different. The only thing is there's a little red light on that.
Exactly.
That's on.
Yeah.
You know, other than that,
pretty much,
it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's pretty much nothing different than any of the other talks that we've ever had. It just happens to be that we're
displaying it to everyone.
And what's funny
is that every
everyone.
Time we ever talk, we just talk about how our podcast is.
That is very true. It's how... anytime I go on a long drive, throw on the podcast, see what else is going on with
there
that.
There we go. See, now there was... something else we had a lot of success with North of 40. That's another thing that came out of the podcast. Now, Sean Wagaman, who headed up our district dinner, he brought in North of 40, but we've also did a podcast with Tom Pickett, who is their steel guitarist, and we put it on their Facebook page, and it had almost like 2,000 different people saw it, and I know it's got a couple hundred hits already in downloads, and it's only been out for a couple days. So it's growing, and people are seeing the value in it, and I'm really, really pleased with the results that we're getting.
Well, one of the cool things that that a lot of people don't know about is that in the scouting world, we've been able to give presentations on the podcast to other groups of scouting professionals as a way to reach out to the community and build relationships that way.
And we've also seen things kind of progress within our BLO Council as well, because I've seen different interview techniques, and maybe it's not a podcast per se, but there's interview techniques that some of the other professionals are using now to get to know their volunteers, people out in the community, and other professionals. And it works. It really works. People want to hear what other people have to say, especially if they have some kind of connection. And I think that it's brilliant. I mean, that's really what we have to do. We've got to build relationships in order to get somewhere. So,
Paul, do you listen to the Pulse?
On notification, yes. If I'm, again, it's usually when you guys release it on that Friday, if I'm see that come out, like, oh yeah, I'm driving to Chicago this weekend or something, like, I'll throw it on and listen to catch a little bit of it here.
Well, I mentioned this before, but Paul's is definitely, since it was our first, it's definitely my favorite, or one of my favorites, because it was totally, we just pulled the mic out, no script. Ann and I had talked about it before, and we're like, well, if he's game, we're going to do this.
The best part was is that you started pulling the mic out in the computer, like, hey, Paul, we want you to do something for us. And I had no idea. I thought we were just going to lunch and be friends, but
all right. You just wanted my friendship.
But that was totally like, and I don't think walking in we knew that we were going to do it.
No. Okay. It was in the bag.
Because I was like, I need to start carrying this around.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's just do this.
Let's just do it. It was going well, and we're like, yeah, let's just try it.
That was a year ago. One year ago.
Crazy.
So, just think of all the crazy things that have happened in a year.
Yeah.
Like, a year ago, I never would have thought that I'm going to be, I run a 5K every weekend.
Things have changed.
You know? Like, so.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, and, you had a kid right before then.
Yeah.
But then that baby is now like a child.
Yeah, walking around.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of big things have happened.
Yeah. A lot of big things have happened.
So, well, let's... So we were discussing beforehand that we don't remember any of the answers that Paul had for his questions. But we're going to see if Paul has any updates on his answers.
And I probably will. I'll either going to say the exact same thing or something completely different.
It's a complete update to us because we have no memory of, of any of this. So our first question, Paul, is what is your favorite current TV show?
My favorite current TV show, and now it's sad that I finished it because I waited for it to get over and then watched it on Netflix, was Luther. I don't know if you guys have watched the BB show Luther.
They're filming a new season.
They are?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. I know they were talking about making a movie, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's such a great show. I got into the Sherlock Holmes and those and then watched Downton Abbey, so I get some of the British stuff, and then once I saw that, I'm like, all right, this is something that makes sense for me to watch.
It's in my queue. I first half of that.
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he, what is he? I don't know what the plot is.
He's a detective, and basically he has his own, you know, kind of personal, emotional stuff that he's dealing with, while also dealing with all the crazy, you know, people that he's trying to catch, and all these different cases and everything trying to solve. So yeah, it's really good, really intense, and yeah, he does a great job in the show, and it's really good.
I'm definitely gonna,
BBC is where it's at, in terms of, like, TV.
Well, someone was telling me, it's like, someone like came and was like, why does Britain have all these great TV shows? Like, well, they're only showing us the good stuff. Like, for all we know, most of them are awful, but they're only showing us the 5% that
they put the good stuff on
Netflix.
And then we watch it. But, like, even when I was in college, I watched The Office, like the original British Ricky Gervais Office, and Extras, which was his other show that he did.
Yeah, Extras.
And all those were great. Well, and then as I started getting Netflix, they were putting them... They were putting them on the Insta queue, and they started putting BBC stuff. That's when I watched, like, Fawlty Towers and Flying Circus, like the original, like 1970s stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then when I got into, like Ian and I, our favorite is The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
You know, we.
That's an interesting. It? Yeah, I haven't seen all of it. I've seen some. I have a feeling we talked about The Inbetweeners a year ago. We might have to check on that.
Inbetweeners is great. I've seen the show Coupling.
I haven't seen that one.
And I'm one who I watch every episode of everything.
Yeah.
But now I've seen the original British House of Cards.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is really good. I was a big fan of that show. One of my friends turned me on to that one.
I have, what's it? Ripper Street.
I have that good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That's good.
Okay.
But no, wait. So the show that got me into... that really got me into the BBC, like, drama stuff, was Jekyll.
Yeah, and you mentioned that.
Yeah. Jekyll. Yeah, that was a good show.
James Nesbitt and the guy who plays Wedge from Star Wars, Dennis Lawson.
Yeah, that's it.
Jekyll was a Moffat show. Moffat does Sherlock and Doctor Who. I could care less about Doctor Who. I have no desire.
Yeah, I don't know. What the big deal is. I don't get it.
I know a lot of people that love it. I just haven't gotten it. I haven't gotten too deep into it.
But, Jekyll is something worth checking out. And Sherlock.
We just listed, like, six different shows that are really, really good.
Man, I probably, if I kept thinking about it, I'd probably turn them off.
We had an hour to spare.
In-betweeners, though, is something that everyone needs to watch. Oh, everyone needs to watch In-betweeners.
If you're not offended easily, yes.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
True, yes. Okay, yeah.
Try it.
You have to
and
throw that stipulation in there.
Easily, watch In-betweeners.
Just try one first. But it makes you think about when you were in high school and your group of friends. And now, it's definitely different. There's a different setting there. Mm. But you know you had friends and buddies that talk like that or were like that in some way, shape, or form. And, man, it's funny.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have a friend that was like that person, you are that person.
Exactly.
All right, Paul.
All right.
Dream job. Start all over.
Start
any job you want. Anything you want. Dream job. What would it be?
Ooh. I knew I should have been prepared for this, but if I could do any job, again, start all over. I hate these awkward pauses.
You can cut them out.
You're not going to cut it out now.
We've learned to do that in the last year.
Yep.
That's good. That's always good.
And for the most part, people
what are you guys doing over here?
No,
we're actually recording a live podcast.
Welcome.
No, welcome.
We seriously are.
We really are.
This is
no
joke.
I'll take another water.
I'm going to serve you vodka. What kind of broadcast is this?
Podcast.
This is a podcast. Now I have to cut all this out. But
no, I say we keep it in.
Keep it all in.
It's really recording right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you stop it?
Huh?
Why don't you stop it?
We can't stop it because then we have to start over again.
Well, stop talking. That's working.
Yeah.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, this is good. This is why we do it in places like this, right?
Exactly. Well, we just
never know. Never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
You don't know who walks into this.
Thank you very much.
You know, what's great is that Paul still doesn't know what type of job he wants.
I just got so thrown off guard.
This is one of those episodes where I'm just like, it was good, and then not edit it.
I would have had a different upbringing.
Oh, wait. Oh. Now go.
Okay, if I would have had like a little bit of a different upbringing, I probably wish I would have been involved in like the arts in one way or another.
Really?
Like either depending on what way, like is just try a lot more things, which my parents tried to, but actually it was my fault for just not going along with it. But I wish I would have kind of, you know, maybe... I took an acting class in college, loved it, random stuff like that, but, like, I just never
so
got
maybe
to...
maybe acting or something like that?
Potentially.
No kidding.
Who knows, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So what'd you think of, like, yourself more as, like, a stage actor or, like, a comedian or you want to be, like, Brando?
I don't know. I probably would start with, like, if I could put a stand-up thing together, maybe do that,
cool.
Something like that. I don't know. Like, I'd be okay with stage acting, too. Just
oh, we can give you a stage. We can give you... You come up with a bit, a couple minutes.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead. We'll put you in either our FOS celebration at the end of the... You know, in May. Or maybe we'll put you in a district.
Are we sure?
Something.
Are we sure that we want me to do a stand-up bit at a Boy Scout function?
I started writing like a stand-up bit, and then I just haven't been working on it. But I was like, I wanted to see if I could do this, and then like I read it to a couple of my friends, and I just read it as like not as like the bit, but just as like material.
Yeah.
And they were just like, okay. And I'm like, no, it's good.
Open mic down at the River Music Experience. I think they have, don't they?
Yeah, no, Catan South has open mic.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
there's
right.
A couple of places
yep,
I do.
Central Park, right?
Yeah. Well, we should do
some
this.
Night. Some night.
We should have open mic night, and
we'll see how it does.
I'll be out in the audience, and I'll laugh the loudest.
Exactly. You got to cheer.
I think that we know that I'll laugh the loudest. Like that.
That is true.
But no, that'd be cool.
Yeah, sometime we gotta try it out. See where it goes.
Have you ever seen you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
There's an episode where Dee and Charlie try to do stand-up comedy and they're like dry heaving.
Yeah.
They're just so full of nerves.
That show is something else. I love
say,
it.
They like a line and they dry heave. Oh, man.
That is something else.
Well, if you could meet anyone, dead, alive, fictional... and have a meal with them, Who would you meet and what would you eat?
Abraham Lincoln and a steak.
Steak with Abraham Lincoln.
Now, we could take that a couple different ways. Since it was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I'd probably have, it'd be good he'd have a lot of steaks there. But, Abraham Lincoln's one of those people in history that I always look back at and always want to...
Me too.
Yeah.
I was always curious about what he would actually be like in person. I mean, think of how many people hated that man.
I know, right?
Just absolutely hated him, and he still got stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Still got it
done.
Did you
know that Abraham Lincoln is the, as a living human person, someone that has existed, has more books written about him than any other person? And that
I can believe that.
Jesus.
Wow.
I can believe that.
More books written about him than any other person.
He's just... There's so many different facets of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, watching, because I just got through with the first season of House of Cards and the whole politics behind all that stuff, and you know that kind of stuff goes on. You know, absolutely know that goes on. And when you watch Lincoln, that was released, a little over a year ago?
Yeah, 2011, 12?
Yeah, something like that.
That movie was amazing.
That was really good. But you saw how they were lobbying for votes in the Congress and things, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knew what was at stake here. And their lives at stake, and he's just, how do you even function? How do you even get out of bed? Knowing that what your responsibility is to protect thousands of people's lives today. Oh man, that's a huge responsibility.
You know, there's
just stop the podcast. Let's go watch the movie.
Let's go watch it.
There's a scene in that movie where James Spader is trying to whip up a vote, and the guy pulls a pistol out and starts shooting him.
Are we still recording?
We are.
Yeah, we are. So then, when
poor Boy Scout. I don't know what they're getting
themselves. There was Louis C.K. He hosted Saturday Night Live right around the time that movie came out. And you know his show opens with him like walking around New York.
Yeah.
And he did it, but he was Lincoln walking around New York, and then it's Lincoln doing stand-up comedy, and he's like, I would hate to be the person who has to try and solve my murder. He's like, because it'll be like, it could be anybody below this line. Like, anybody below this line is a suspect.
And that's the truth.
That is
true. I can't imagine.
Oh, and what people don't realize is that Booth was like the actor of the time.
Yeah.
It would be like if Tom Cruise shot the president.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then had the
crazy.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. So,
just filling out our checks here.
Now we get to work around the waitress and the editing process here. Well, Paul, not only are we excited for this Scott Night at the Bandits, purely because, we love baseball.
Right.
But also, we are so excited for this jersey auction.
Oh, yes, definitely.
This is truly like a dream that was handed to us that we've been working on for some time now. And so, for this to actually be a reality is something that's pretty awesome.
I'm definitely excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait
for summer to get here. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what the market is like.
June 19th, 7 o'clock. Scout night with the Bandits.
Well, Paul, we'll probably talk to you a year from now.
Probably.
So,
hopefully, we're fortunate enough to do so.
Well, Paul is our only repeat guest.
Yeah.
On the official Pulse podcast.
Right.
We've had some people on our
special
editions.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're our only repeat guest. And then we might have to have this be a perennial thing.
Yeah.
Where every year, unless, you get successful and move away or something.
Yeah, my stand-up bit takes me on the road.
No chance Andy and I are getting successful. We're leaving it up to you, buddy.
Putting a lot of weight on my shoulders here.
We're like, we would like to have interviewed Paul this week, but now he's going to be at Madison Square Garden. Well, brother, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Always a pleasure talking with you guys.
We will talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
No problem. Thank you, guys.